Is it some type of game, bitch?
Playtime is over, motherfucker.
What's going on, y'all? My name is Kirk Valentino. Y'all are guests on the show. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Right, what's up? I'm QB, represent Culturalist Theory. I'm Jane Q Public on all socials.
What's happening, man? It's your man CJ Williams, Animal underscore Brown on socials.
Boom. Well, thank y'all for coming. I want to just say I appreciate y'all for coming. My beautiful co-host Falon just on her way. She late as fuck. But it's okay. She'll be here in a few. But I want to thank y'all again for coming.
For sure.
So I just found out both of y'all are Aries.
Yes, absolutely. We are.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask you, because you have very good vocabulary, did you go to private school?
No, I didn't go to private school.
What kind? Where are you from?
I'm from College Park.
Oh, you're from out here.
I'm from Atlanta.
One of
the few.
Specifically,
oh my God.
College Park.
What the fuck?
Unicorn status.
Oh, we found an Atlanta native here.
Yeah.
You from College Park?
I am.
Is that like the trenches?
It can be, because I just came out the trenches on my way here.
Yeah.
Little hood right hit my car on the way here.
You know, we in the trenches right now. The studio, I like when the guests come and they're a little confused in the beginning and they walk in and they're like, oh, okay.
Oh, no, you ain't going to catch me.
Okay, so I hear your accent. I was trying to figure out where you from, but I can't
take
put my
a guess.
Finger
what
on
do you
it.
Think? South, north, east, west, midwest. Was it that hard? Was
yes.
It sounds really fucking familiar, but I can't put my finger on it.
It's Nashville. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
No, go ahead. What you was gonna say?
In Texas.
Oh, Texas.
Okay. South. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I didn't have Nashville.
Yeah.
I thought I couldn't put my finger on it because your accent is not too heavy.
Right, not okay, good.
So it's like, so I hear a little something, but okay, boom.
Sean, tell him your corporate voice. Give him your sorry to bother you.
Right.
Come on, code switch. All right, so Falange did say she's here, so she'll come in. All right, boom. So
private school. That's hilarious.
So
funny, I went to private school. That was fun.
You went to private school?
K through fifth grade, yeah.
Did I know
Does that really count?
Does that count? I don't know.
It's very, you know, foundational years.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm a K through fifth.
So, I was going to say, why did you transition from private to regular school?
Because my parents got divorced and we couldn't afford it no more.
Oh.
So it was like, yeah.
See, that's why you don't break up the black. That's why you don't break up the black power family dynamic.
I agree.
Is that why?
What the fuck?
Yes, that's one reason.
So they can pay for good education. Okay. Well, y'all have a show.
Yes, we do.
No doubt.
It's called Culturally...
Well, almost.
Almost there.
Culturalist Theory.
Bingo.
Yes.
Where did this name come from? You created it? I knew you made that shit.
That was her.
What?
I knew you made that complicated ass name.
Is it complicated? Because really it sounds pretty basic to me. You have culture. You have list.
But you have the good vocabulary.
You have theory.
Bingo.
Well, you know, it was the SAT prep. So I did do pretty well.
I could tell. Just good vocab.
Anyway, cool. So let me tell you.
Words.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So when it's time to cuss a bitch out, you gonna read them fulfilled. And you an Aries, so I know how you giving it up. I love that for you.
I tend to avoid conflict. I just don't have the time for it.
Okay, so boom, culturalist theory.
So we got the name. Culturalist theory comes from you want to talk about the scientific theory of it, but I'm going to talk about this basic. If you break down the name, it's culture, black shit, as we like to say, is list. So we do a lot of rankings and other creative type lists, and theory, which is our opinion, our perspective on said cultural icon or cultural product.
Facts. And culturalist theory is actually the scientific theory of how people interpret art. So we just flipped it on some black shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, because the theory part. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I had no idea that was a breakdown. Okay, so that makes sense on why it's so complicated.
For sure.
It was really hard for me to like, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, maybe it was just me.
But people don't usually use the word culturalist. Like
that. I think that's what it is. Exactly. It's list part.
Facts.
Okay, so how did y'all meet?
At work.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 2013?
It was before that. It was like 2011.
Yeah.
It was like 2011. We were working at a call center.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's where me and my co-host met at a call center.
Damn.
Call center shawty.
Wow. So y'all met and y'all just said, oh, my God, we should start a show. Whose idea was it?
Whose idea was the show?
Well, it took years. We just started a show 2 years ago, and we've known each other for yeah. Hellas.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but we always wanted to kind of do something creative together, though.
Exactly. And so, yeah. I mean, I think between the creative project that we were doing solo or with other people, we saw a lot of similarities. Like, man, we should just do something together. And this was one of the projects that, like, really made sense for us with our love for music, love for different cultural stuff, TV, film, all of the above. And it just made sense for us to do it together.
Boom. Hey, girl.
What's happening?
Hey.
You look good. Mike.
Welcome.
Can you get her mic? Oh, go ahead. Bring your mic over because he set you up. Before you got here.
Set you up to wet you up.
So, boom. Y'all work together because that's our story. We used to work together at a call center and then we linked up and then boom, boom, boom. They used to work at a call center and they linked. Well, they said they were friends first.
For sure, for sure.
No, so, I mean, we were friends. I mean, you talking about before the call center?
Before
the show. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, whose idea was the show?
Well, I mean, it was kind of a duo, but I had a concept, right? Mm-hmm. Way back in 2015. And I sent
it a podcast?
Well, nah, it was basically kind of what you see now with the channel. Mm-hmm. But I sent it to her to proofread. Shout out to that.
SAT prep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, yo, what you think about this script right here? And she was like, nah, that's cool. That's dope. And I never did anything with it. Fast forward, I brought it to some of my partners. Mm-hmm. They weren't really biting. So I was like, man, fuck this, I'm finna do it myself. And so I was telling her about it, and she was like, yo, do you need some help?
I was like,
all right. And no one had ever said that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really hear that often. Like, how many people offer help?
And mean it.
And really, exactly. So y'all just did 1 million views.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
On a milli.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a little delayed. We hit that in like September.
Sometime 2023.
Yeah, late 2023. We just celebrated on our 2 year though February because we wanted to do a giveaway.
Y'all have like a strong following, like they're like paying attention.
For sure.
Like I was watching the live and they're like very interactive and like stuff like that. And like even like I was reading the comments, like they're there. Yeah, they're like they paying the attention. Like they in the building.
Yeah, how do you think you built to that aspect though? Like how do you think did you got to an audience that grasps towards you or is very vocal with you?
I got it. Because
that definitely has a lot of interactions on your channel too.
For sure, for sure. I think it was by speaking to an audience that doesn't feel like they're being catered to, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the genesis of the channel. So when we do videos like No Limit Records, albums ranked, like there's a huge fan base from my age group, from back in the 80s babies, that are into that, but there's not a lot of content on it. So when somebody sees that, they're like, oh shit, like that's something, somebody I would have kicked it with or whatever the case may be, they can relate. Right. And so they jump in and, you know, they throw their opinion out there, throw how they feel about the channel. But it's a lot of love, but some people disagree. It's a lot of disagreements too, but. So that's another thing, you elicit a reaction. So if you put some type of content that elicits a reaction, whether positive or negative, then people will talk.
Yeah, there's always gonna be somebody who has something to say about any list. I mean, you talk about being underserved. I mean, one of the videos that we did that did really well was this Wu-Tang 90s solo albums. And it was like,
super niche,
yeah. But people like flock to it for whatever reason.
Audience is
They out here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they let us have it. But they follow too, though.
Yeah.
They'll let you have it and then ask for a request in the same comment.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about the age difference. So you're in the 80s because you look young.
I appreciate that. I'm 41.
You're 41.
You do look young.
Yeah, thank you.
You don't have to say your exact age.
I mean, I'd like to get your guesses on camera.
I would say like 20.
Ooh.
My bad.
Go ahead.
Just blow you up.
My bad.
So, I would say like 27.
Okay.
What you got? I would just, same, like 27, 28.
27, 28. Look at me in the building, flourishing. I'm 36. I'll be
37. Ooh, 36?
I would have never guessed.
Lovely.
Y'all cut that out, though.
Okay.
I love us.
Bleep that out.
We got you. We edited that out. Okay, so, all right. So the age difference is not as bad as I thought it was. Yeah. I thought it was like at least like a good 10 years.
No, but I think one of the things that is interesting about us sort of reading younger is that people in the comments will also comment on like, who are you to talk about this? And it's like,
oh, wow.
We get that
but the gag is.
Yeah. Exactly. Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so boom. How do y'all come up with the artists?
Man, it started with just going with who we knew best. So, like, we have an ultimate goal for the channel, but for right now, it's music. Mm-hmm. We have goals to add more pillars of culture, like TV, film, sneakers, and sports.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I can see that.
So,
because
right
it's
now,
cultural.
Bingo.
Yeah. It's exactly. Not just music.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
Give me the air horn. Yeah.
But yeah, we started with what we know best, which is music. And then, like I said, I grew up on certain acts. I'm from the South. So if you look at our early videos, there's a lot of Southern acts.
Come on, South with an F.
Absolutely. There's a lot of Southern acts. And so we started with what we know. And that so before we can get writers and stuff to, you know, contribute, it's like start what we know and just go from there.
That's exactly it. He does most of the hip-hop videos. I'll do a lot of the R&B videos. So if you see our early stuff, it's got like Usher, Rihanna, Beyonce.
Yes.
Some of the biggest acts.
Those were the ones
like,
that I was really like.
Exactly. The last 20, I mean, at least 10 years. So, you know, I started with people I knew who I cataloged, I was very familiar with until, like you said, we could add other writers who can contribute their expertise and their knowledge.
Yes. And yeah. I was going to get to that. Y'all have writers.
For sure.
Yeah,
write the script. And then do y'all add y'all input into it? Or that's just their lane?
No.
Or it's a collaborative effort?
We'll add.
Yeah, we'll definitely add. Once they submit it, we'll proofread it, but also check it for quote unquote accuracy. No list is going to be 100% accurate, but there are some things that an overwhelming majority are going to expect to see in a number. Like you might know what the worst of somebody's catalog is, and you're always going to have your favorites here and there, but it's also going to be like an overwhelming. This is probably the number one for most fans, and most people are going to expect to see that.
Are y'all reading a teleprompter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so y'all in the big studios. Come on, budget.
It's just an extra screen.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. But we got to get right. We had to get writers because we knew without that, our ceiling was low.
Yeah, because y'all be having little jokes and stuff.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like little wisecracks.
Got to.
So how are y'all translating that into dollars? Like, is this full time for you guys? Like, how is that?
It is for me.
Yeah.
For now.
Okay. That's the goal, right?
Yeah. That's the big goal. And we want it full time for our contributors too. Like the end game is for us is to be able to make careers out of things you would do as a hobby. Mm-hmm. So the people that help us write, like this, they love this shit. Like this is
I can tell.
They live, breathe hip hop culture, all of that. So mm-hmm. if we can get that, if they can have a career off of that, that's the goal.
Exactly. We want to be able to feed more people than just ourselves. So luckily they rocking with us heavy and like from day one.
That's good.
While we figure things out.
Y'all logo is giving me the vibes of like the old 106 and Park logo.
Bingo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love that. Like even though I'm young.
For sure.
Well, quote unquote young, I'm 30. Young. But I remember the Free and AJ era.
Mm-hmm.
Even though like when I
is
was.
Is that your favorite era?
No, but I do remember that was a very important time mm-hmm. and a lot of people stopped watching 106 Park after they left.
That's a fact. It wasn't the same.
It wasn't the same. And then they had like, okay, so when I was young, I had been like second, third grade and I used to have a babysitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the kids wanted to watch like
those
SpongeBob and shit.
Yeah.
Make me feel old. Right?
All the kids wanted to watch SpongeBob, bitch. I wanted to watch 106 Park.
Yeah.
Like every day at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Clockwork.
I wasn't playing 106 and Park. So I love that y'all had, because it's very nostalgic. I love that y'all have that logo. Because even after Free and AJ left, I think they did away with that logo too.
Yeah, they switched it up.
And it wasn't the same. Like you said, it didn't have the same vibe.
It wasn't the same.
It didn't have the same feeling.
They didn't have the same chemistry either.
Exactly.
Like the new host that they brought on, like they tried, but it wasn't quite the same.
It was something missing. It was just a little dry.
The energy.
But I still, my favorite era was Terrence and Roxy. That's just.
They were solid.
Yeah.
They held it down, but.
No, the end got a little rocky.
Yeah. I remember that.
Ooh, about
they were beefing.
Mr. 106 in Park.
Yeah, Bow Wow.
Bow Wow. He took over.
I think at that point I was grown,
that
so
was
I wasn't
was
really paying attention.
It was over after that.
But do y'all listen to podcasts and stuff like that? Y'all paying attention to what's going on in the culture?
Most of my podcasts are like productivity, business type podcasts. Yep. When I get cultural news, is because I'm skimming through XM radio, baby.
Yeah.
Or Instagram.
Okay. Are you listening? You give me B-Dot and
Elliot
Wilson.
Rap Radar.
You give me that.
Yeah.
Do you like them?
Yeah, they solid. I rock with them.
Are they still doing stuff together?
Yeah. Okay. They'll do interviews. But I try not to consume too much content that's in the lane just so it doesn't spill over those those thoughts don't spill over into something we write or something, because it can do
it. Can subconsciously
Without even really knowing it. Yeah. I'm like, I want to keep my opinions and stuff to myself.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, you're biting. It's like, oh man,
they'll eat you up in them comments now.
They will.
Man, you jump in our comment section, it get
like, I heard treacherous. This before.
Exactly. it get dark.
So I was looking for, maybe I didn't, wasn't looking hard enough. I was looking for a Nikki list.
Yeah, you haven't seen it.
Y'all have it?
Not yet. Because, see, here's the thing.
Ooh, we the barbs?
The barbs should love it. But what he's about to get to is that we have a criteria for our list. And the artist has to have at least 5 studio albums. So 5 LPs. And this Pink Friday 2 was just her 5th.
Yeah.
Oh, so before that. Okay. Before that, she only had 4.
That's the criteria.
Right, you have at least 5. Otherwise, the list is very predictable. You have 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we try to keep it like that.
Can y'all do top something Nicki Minaj features?
For sure.
You can do features. You can do songs. You can do videos.
Yeah.
This is just a request from me.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
I'm a barb, so like I would love to see like a countdown
as a member of the barb contingent. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like just go down the list of like, you know, all of her features, because she has, it's in the 3 digits. How many features this lady has?
Yeah, no question. Yeah.
I mean, we already know what number 1 is though.
What's that?
Monster.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, clearly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
what I mean. So it's like, if you don't put Monster at number 1, then what do you got?
Yeah.
Then
that's where credibility come into play. See, we can't hop on there and do a list like that and then something else be number 1. And it's like, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. Like, it's a thin line between having a hot take or having an opinion versus you just don't know what the hell you're talking about.
But I feel like people going to feel like it's going to be somebody that feels like that regardless.
Well, true.
There's always going to be one, but you don't want that to be overwhelming unless you're literally trolling.
Do y'all ever do
make a troll
things like that? Like, where y'all troll?
No, man.
That's not really y'all speed.
I don't really like it because that's what a lot of people complain about other lists, like what Rolling Stone do or with Complex do. They feel like they're trolling. They're either ignorant or they're trolling.
Okay, so do y'all think they're trolling?
I do. I think they do for clicks. They'll do certain things.
Exactly, because like we were talking about with the comments, sometimes when it's negative or people always got their hot takes, then you are going to get a little bit more pub because people are reposting.
There's
and like
going to be static.
Exactly. So the static brings views, brings clicks. And so, yeah, we try to keep it authentic. We try to keep it honest and objective as we can without being...
No trolling.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But you don't have to troll to get comments, though. That's what people got to understand.
Also true.
Because there's always, like you just said, there's always going to be a clique of people that's going to disagree with anything. It doesn't matter. I can have a list of 50 albums. The last one, somebody going to think should be number 1.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Did you just say that?
So it's going to happen.
So do y'all get, like, love or, like, interactions from, like, artists that you've ranked their album? And do they reach out, like, oh, I appreciate that? Or what are y'all talking about? Or anything like that?
Every now and then, like somebody, it'll like catch wind and somebody will send us something, or we'll try to send it out and say, hey, you know, we did your list. Like, tell us what you think. But we did get a little bit of feedback. Shout out to DJ Money who told us that Raheem Devon saw our list. And
okay.
He was rocking with it though.
Exactly.
He said you were brutal though.
Were you? I saw that countdown that you did too.
Was I brutal or was I contributor brutal?
Right, that's true. Yeah, because somebody else did do that.
Right, but
he showed love though.
And he said what he said. So,
yeah.
Do y'all get, okay, so that's another thing. If someone else is writing something and you're the one that's, you got to take the heat for
it. Yeah, we're front it for sure. But that's why we read it, we proofread it. I'm not going to say I always agree 100% with what they write, but I do represent what they said and I respect their opinion enough to say.
Standing on business. Okay. I love that. How far back are y'all willing to go? Like, what's the limit where you're like, all right, that's too old for us?
We stop at 90s.
Yeah.
90s. I love that.
So we got 90s to now. So when people are asking us about older artists or want to
like
see
James
artists.
Brown or like Tina Turner.
You know what?
That's what I'm saying. You got to have some type of boundaries though at some point, because you can't be all things to everybody.
Exactly.
So it's like we do 90s to now. That's the thing. One day, maybe, who knows? But for
in
today,
a couple years, we'll dip back and be like, hey.
One or two. There's one or two, like Michael Jackson. He's technically.
Yeah, and Janet. You got to dip
we
back.
We did Janet and Mike, but them like big dogs.
So yeah.
Like,
exactly.
So I'm glad you said that you can't be all things to everybody. So when I met y'all and you guys asked what is your podcast about?
All right. Shout out to Anna.
Do you shout out to Anna?
Absolutely.
Do you remember I didn't have an answer for you?
Yeah.
Yes. I remember the mumbling, bumbling. I was like, oh, okay.
But that's how it is. That's what a lot of
we
people
talk
do,
about
though.
Topics.
Yeah, because you're probably. You're
wait,
probably,
what did you say? Yeah, what exactly
I said
did
some
you
bullshit
say?
Like we talk about topics. Like, why would I say that? But that was the truth. We want to talk about shit on here.
Yeah. It was a lot that we talked about.
It was a little too much.
A lot.
But it'd be like that though, because your interests probably lie in so many different buckets. There's probably a lot of things that you are interested in. Mm-hmm. But it's just that when it comes to podcasting and the content, you just gotta own one lane and just try to dominate that. Mm-hmm. Try to master it.
Yeah. Go deep, not wide.
That's what our goal is now. Like, now we wanna focus. But it's thanks to you, the conversation I had with you guys that kind of triggered something in me or in us to say, let's get narrow when it comes to this podcast and shit, and let's focus on entrepreneurs, people that have a focus. Like, let's get into what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Hustlers. So yeah, I want to thank y'all for that conversation.
Contentpreneurs.
Oh, that's fire, actually. That is fire. And I had another thing. Who's your favorite artist right now? Like, who are y'all listening to? Ooh. You said you didn't like the Kanye song that dropped.
Yeah. I didn't say nothing about that. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. She ain't on the vultures.
Yeah, I'm not into vultures. This is just not what I needed right now and not what I need from Kanye.
Anything Kanye, I'm not taking serious.
Yeah.
Whether it's fashion, whether it's music, it's just.
Definitely not fashion.
You didn't order the
not
socks.
About to have me
I
walk
got the
around
socks on the way, man. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not.
Not happy.
I swipe for those. Let me get them.
I got the socks on the way.
I think anything Kanye is just like, just trolling. Like, you just.
Doing, that's true. That's a good point.
You're just doing anything at this point. But he's not in a mental.
No,
like a good mental space.
He
anyway.
May not be in a good mental space right now. And who am I to judge? I'm not his doctor. But I think he is doing a lot of things that he said he was going to do. He said he was going to charge $20 for his stuff. And he wanted mass appeal and like mass distribution. He has it with Gap. He has it with his shoe line and all those things. So like he's doing what he said he was going to do 10 years ago, at least.
Yeah.
It just seems more manic because we know he has other issues.
I mean, all right, as far as like that aspect, yes, I love that for him.
For sure.
However, like music, all the music sounds horrible. It's just anytime he speaks and he talks, it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. Every single time he talks, and then it's like you can hear him making sense, and then it's like he just goes somewhere else. But
never
that's
mind.
Like, it's just like some. But you know, like my aunt had suffered from a lot of the same mental illnesses that Kanye has. So I remember being young, and she's talking, we're having a conversation, and she just goes, the same shit, and it's like it's not a focus. You're just not there. So it's like, I can't really take you serious. Like, what are we talking about?
Plus,
here?
There's a lot of Kanye fatigue, too. At one point in time, he was ranting at every show.
In the beginning, the rant, I liked the rant.
You were feeling it. You were like, I feel like
that.
You
crazy. Sway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, now it's just like.
Crazy.
Calm down.
I'm tired. Yeah.
Kanye fatigue, that's a very good term.
Redundant like at this point.
Yeah. That's my guy, though. He can do no wrong.
I could tell that's your guy because you just
loves
like,
him. Yeah.
Like, you don't really want
to. I hate the roof on because he be doing dumb. He be saying dumb shit, though.
Yeah.
I be slavery, hot about that shit.
Slavery was a choice.
Well.
Ooh. Gotcha. Get into some things with his fine.
Well, this is what he meant.
You want to get more context? Oh, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Come on, apologist. Yeah.
What did he mean?
I am
what
a Kanye apologist because Cole said it way more eloquently.
Mm-hmm.
He said sometimes the mental chains are harder to break than the physical ones.
Mm.
And that's all. Dang, that's all Kanye. If he would have just said that.
That's not where he was.
Yeah.
That's not where he was in life.
But if you'd have said that, listen to Snow on the Bluff by J. Cole. He said that on there. That's what he meant.
How do we know that's what he meant? We don't know. Like, we're not going to know.
The world may never know.
When you put it in context of everything else that he had around that conversation, that's what I took from it.
I was so mad. I was just like, dang.
I was ignorant. And he also likes to talk in present day. And so anybody that goes, man, if it was me back then, I would have. Like, you can't really apply present day logic to slavery. It doesn't work like that unless you're a savage today.
Like, how do you know what you would have did? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Unless you're just an all-out savage in 2024, then you probably wouldn't have been on that type of time back then.
You know, and I almost had another point about him, but it's gone.
Yeah. But you asked what we're listening to. I'm into the new R&B. I like Victoria Monet. I like Alex Vaughn. I'm into Money Long's album. All the R&B.
Does she have a new album?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, she's still on PDA.
PDA, what's that?
Public Displays of Affection.
Oh, you're still on that.
Yeah.
She's still.
That's the last project.
Yeah.
Cause I like Money that Long album too. Yeah. Cause she had put out a new single.
Yeah, that was a single.
What?
PDA?
No.
That's not the single.
Was that the dance that went with the single?
You know that dance that we do on TikTok?
Is that the TikTok
Nobody
dance?
Nobody knows me.
That's not new.
That's on the album?
Was that on PDA?
I feel like it is. I don't know. Let me check my records.
The way they put it out there was like it's new.
No, I mean, but a lot of her songs have gone like way on TikTok.
Yeah, I hate that because I swear I'd be listening to artist's whole album.
I listened to the whole album.
Hold on now.
Yeah,
I never heard this before.
We gonna find out.
It might be a Lucy.
I was just listening to her today.
What's the name of the song? Nobody Loves Me?
No, it's like
Made For Me.
Yeah.
Look, it ain't even on the album.
What I'm about to say.
See?
It ain't.
See, that's
a new joint.
She's probably rolling out to
She
new
dope,
album.
Though.
What do you guys think
She's an awesome writer.
Yeah, for sure.
God. Yeah. Like the pen be penning.
Yeah.
She's a Virgo too.
Well, you know, I don't know nothing about the signs.
Is that what we doing?
I know my sign, but I don't know what it means. I don't know my attributes when it comes to Aries.
They're both Aries.
Yeah. Our birthday like 5 days apart.
Y'all get along well.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we do okay.
That's great. All right. Well, that's great.
For sure.
Well, I want to thank y'all for coming.
Appreciate it.
Let me see if I had any more questions for y'all. If it was anything that y'all didn't want to talk about, and y'all was ready for the smoke. So I love that.
Yeah,
I love when they come on here ready for the smoke.
Wherever you try to put us, with the red lights, red light district, that's red light special. Hell, you know, Kmart special. No, it's a blue light special.
Yeah. Damn, Kmart.
Damn.
Rest in peace, Kmart.
Oh. Not rest in peace. Okay, that should be it. All right, that's other topics for the next show. Okay.
For sure.
But I thank y'all for coming.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Y'all doing y'all thing. Y'all got the million views. Like, yes. I feel like I could just see it elevated. I see y'all like on Complex or like just, you know, it's just that vibe. Like, you know what
Appreciate
I mean?
That, yeah, that's
just
the
doing
vision.
Y'all thing, so.
That's the thing we was worried about, man. We was hoping that people would understand the vision when we put it out. And stuff like that, some of the comments that people say.
It's
it
that
like
level.
Up on it. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
y'all got the fucking teleprompter. Yeah. Like, y'all doing big things.
4K cameras.
Yes. Right. It just looks very polished and very professional. Y'all got writers. Like, y'all are not playing. So, I just wanted to highlight y'all and just let y'all know we fuck with it. We fuck with the black creatives.
Playtime is over, man.
Playtime is over.
Everybody black.
Yes. So, go ahead. Plug y'all socials. I know y'all started off, but go ahead.
I'm QB, Jane Q Public with a Q at the end. JaneQPublic on all socials and Culturalist Theory on IG.
With the good vocabulary.
Follow me, Animal_Brown on Instagram and Twitter.
For sure. Oh, I need y'all personal pages. I feel like I don't have y'all personal pages.
We gotta get you that.
Yeah. We out here.
All right, well, go ahead. Give your gram. I was trying to do it last week.
I'm late to the pod. Hey, y'all. Y'all remember me.
She ain't been here in...
just the episode. Two, maybe.
Go ahead.
Because, you know. But hey, Falange, my name's Lafleur.xo on Instagram, LaFleur.xo.
And y'all can follow me at Kirk Valentino, KirkValentino motherfucking O. Playtime is over, bitches.